So this is a question about my recent trip to Europe. I did 19 speaking events in 19 days in 6 different countries, 12 different cities. And the question is, what's my assessment of Europe in terms of accepting laissez-faire capitalism in the near future compared to the U.S.? I think the probability of Europe accepting laissez-faire capitalism in the near future is exactly zero. And I think the same is true of the United States. It's zero. It's not going to happen. Forget about it. And now, I assume you mean the near future. I don't know, 10 years, right? Anything beyond 10 years is not near future. It's not going to happen. The United States is not ready for laissez-faire capitalism, and Europe is behind the U.S. So Europe is further along on the road to statism, to authoritarianism, to collectivism. And altruism is far more embedded in Europe, even though supposedly it's a more secular culture. It's far more altruistic. It's taken the Christian view of altruism and is incorporated into its culture in a much more substantial way. The American sense of life still exists. Europe never had a good sense of life, certainly not in the last 50, 60 years. And so I think Europe is in much worse situation than the United States, further along on the road to statism, much more difficult to turn it around intellectually. Doesn't mean there aren't smart people in Europe. It doesn't mean there aren't prospective objectivists in Europe. There aren't prospective defenders of laissez-faire capitalism in Europe. And there aren't potential people who can help our efforts in expanding the realm of objectivism all over the world. So, you know, I think Europe's a great place to go talk, to engage with people. But I think it's going to take a lot more effort to get Europe to move towards capitalism that is in the United States, and I think it's hard enough in the U.S.